Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Monday, November 12th, and it's time for my Daily Rants and Raves. This is Gary K, and I'm excited to be coming to you today in a beautiful weather here in North Carolina. The temperature is supposed to be low 70s. It is just amazing out here, so I decided to record outside, so you might hear the birds chirping. Believe it or not, they haven't flown south yet. But what I want to talk to you about, and don't forget, Rave Radio is brought to you by Mitsubishi Electronics. Mitsubishi Electronics brings all the Rave Radio broadcasts to you. Check them out at MitsubishiElectronics.com. I want to talk to you about a new projector that's really cool. We with the new iPhone 5, one of the biggest new features that was launched in the iPhone 5 that's one of the most popular features, believe it or not, is a panoramic photo feature where you can take panoramic photos and show them on iTunes, have them developed and printed out. But it brought up an interesting concept to my mind in projection. A lot of people are putting installs together in high-end applications where they're putting two projectors side by side, where they're building more of a front of the room being a digital canvas so they can project multiple images and maybe seam them together. And there's a lot of products out there that allow you to do that now. There's expensive ones that are built into projectors like Christie Digital and Barco projectors that are for high-end applications. And then there's less expensive solutions out there from like scalable display technologies. But how about a projector that is a native panoramic projector? Well, the first one's out now, and it's from a company called Projection Design. You know them. They're that European company that builds the coolest-looking projectors out there, quite honestly. It's part of their F35 series, and it has an aspect ratio of 21:9, or it can be 2.37:1, depending on the lens that you choose. But the native resolution of the display is 2560 by 1080. So what that allows you to do is you could put a XGA resolution PowerPoint presentation and a 720p HDTV video playing side by side in full resolution. So it allows you to have content data projection content like PowerPoint and keynote presentations side by side with video without having to switch back and forth. It's a pretty cool concept. I think it's going to be it's going to set a new standard for projection. It's a one chip DLP projector, so it's using a DLP chip from Texas Instruments. They spec it at 7,000 ANSI lumens with an 8,000:1 contrast ratio. It has VGA inputs as well as HDMI and DVI inputs. So I want you to go check it out at ravepubs.com. It's one of the stories on the front page of ravepubs.com today. And I will talk to you tomorrow. This is Gary K. See you Tuesday.